We've just heard the pager go off. There's a trauma. People coming by land. That means they're coming in the ambulance. Just arrived down in the emergency department. June Sargent is the nurse in charge, really, of this. What do you know? What's happening?
Right. So as much as I know at the moment, is we've had a call from our trauma desk. So they're the centre that takes all the calls for our major trauma injuries and then works out which is the best hospital to go to. We've been told that there's been an accident involving a lorry and a van, and we're receiving three patients from there. At the moment, it sounds like two of the three patients are in a stable condition, but one might be quite critical.
You're going straight through to the recent one.
We've come out to the ambulance base. The first of those casualties has already been wheeled in.
Yeah, it's fine. We've got.
So there's one of the casualties being brought in from this accident, apparently with a head injury. Certainly not looking in a good way. Battered and bruised, being given oxygen. Lee's one of the paramedics who've come in with the ambulances. He was treating them at the scene.
It was a van versus tree, four people unfastened in the van.
Not wearing seatbelts?
All relatively in bad states, all four of them.
How long were you there at the scene treating them?
About 30 minutes, I'd say, roughly. 30 minutes or so, and then...
We're stabilising them, making sure that they were okay, getting them into a fit state to transport.
And Helimed arrived on scene as well, so they came and done all their interventions with the doctor and the critical care paramedic that was on there as well. So
unusual to find an RTC with people with no seatbelts on there.
You'd be surprised.
More details are coming in. It wasn't a van hitting a lorry, it was a van hitting a tree, and it does appear that although they look stable now, some of these people will suffer long-term problems. Ryan James is a paramedic with the Midlands Air Ambulance. You flew there, helped to treat them, but you didn't fly them here. Why was that?
Sometimes when we get to scenes, certainly in ultra-urban area, it's sometimes a lot quicker to bring the patient in by a land-based ambulance. Certainly with this gentleman's injuries, we had to do quite a bit of work on the way in here, and sometimes it's a bit easier to manage a patient in the back of an ambulance than it is necessarily on an aircraft. And it's a deliberation, really, what's the quickest way and the best form of transport for the patient to bring into the A&E department here.
Right, it's about an hour since they were all brought in, and June, what's the update?
So all three patients obviously now been seen. Two of them are in a critical condition and have been put to sleep and potentially need sort of intervention from the intensive care unit, and the other young lady is stable with some fractures.
And I notice now, an hour later, how much busier it is in here in general. So not only have you had to deal with that, you've got ambulances parked outside and people lined up in the corridor.
So on top of our three trauma alerts, we also had about 9 or 10 ambulances with just patients with generally unwell, abdominal pain, shortness of breath that all come in at the same time. And we obviously have to manage both of that. These people can potentially be just as unwell as our trauma patients that come in.
Okay, I see somebody waiting to CC. I'll let you go. Thanks very much,
no
Jim.
Problem.
Thanks. And there goes the air ambulance. So the paramedics who treated the people who were involved in the crash are now heading back to RAF Cosford, just a journey of a few minutes actually. And the land ambulances, which brought in the casualties, disappeared 30 minutes ago, back out on the road, back on duty.